What qualifications do you feel you have to be mayor, which many of you have been able to share again, and what, if anything, different from the current administration would you do?
Well, like I said in my opening, I believe I'm qualified because I've been here all my life. I understand the issues. I am sensitive to the concerns of the public. I'm a type of person who can open up and have open door policies with anyone at any given time. I'm a person who listens to the residents, can work in a bipartisan fashion with any elected official, as I've proven as supervisor, and as I will prove as the next mayor of the city of Hudson, working with the Common Council President, Common Council, and other leaders and elected officials of the city of Hudson. I have a passion for the city that has been my home my entire life. I'm a people person and only have the best interests of the people at heart. As a county supervisor, I've been dealing with issues that have been affecting the city of Hudson and have listened entirely to my constituents in the third ward in regards to the issues that I've dealt with on the county level. I believe that a mayor, outside of the fact that you hear that a mayor, if they have business experience, makes them the best person to be the mayor, I disagree with that. I believe that you have to be a person that can manage, that can understand the departments that work within the city of Hudson, understand your constituents' needs, the needs of the business district, and I believe I have the fortitude to move forward in that respect and represent everyone in the city of Hudson. In regards to what I would do differently than the current administration, which, by the way, I think has done an excellent job over the last 2 years. I think if you look at City Hall and the way it's constructed, it's constructed in regards to who works there, how many people work there, and what the mayor and the mayor's aide has to do. I think if you ask the mayor, he would tell you that one regret he has is the fact that he hasn't been able, because of the time that he spends in the mayor's office, to get out and see the people, to meet the business owners, to meet the residents of the city of Hudson, to visit our schools, to visit the youth programs that are going on in the city of Hudson, the job and the youth programs that TSL provides. I am committed as mayor on a daily basis to remove myself from the mayor's office to visit with local leaders, businesses, residents, schools, programs, make appearances and get feedback and information from the public as we move forward in the mayor's office. Thank you.
Again, as I said, the qualifications that I bring to this role would be a proven skill set. Actually, what might be called real-world experience. You may disagree with whether or not a business model is a good way to run a city, but in fact, some of the most successful businesses and some of the most successful cities are run on simple business models. I've been in the business environment my whole life. I started out with a large corporation where we managed complex projects, and those projects were huge. I was the team leader, and we built the largest airport in the world in the largest airfield runway in 45 days. But there was a human component. It wasn't the hardware. It was the ability to use everybody, use their skills, their talents, make them work together, bring a concrete project in under budget, make it in a time frame that works for people. And part of that, you have to be a leader. And you have to be able to work with everybody around you and recognize skill sets, recognize ability, recognize talent. Bringing that, and on many levels, you take that home. And for the last 25 years, I've been in a much smaller, much more intimate business, my own. And I've been able to take what I thought and what I consider to be those talents and bring them to bear on my business. I've employed almost 150 people over the last number of years, many of whom have had as long as 20 years with me. How do you keep people for 20 years working with you? Well, you do more than just enable them. You give them, you make them successful. You utilize their talents. You make them part of the goal. And the goal could be, and the same principles can be brought to bear in a small city like this. We have talented people in the community. We have talented people working in the city, in City Hall, in all the various walks within the city proper. It's how you manage it, it's how you recognize it, it's how you bring it to bear that makes you a success. And it's about your future, and it's about building on the talents that you have. You want people to have the opportunity to succeed. If you're able to do that, you've done a good job. You do that outside of the City Hall, you do that by encouraging businesses to move here. You do it by encouraging the businesses that are here. What can you do to help them and to make them better? And I think that bringing that to the city of Hudson will be a success for our future.
Hi.
Done.
Thank you.